Thinking of stealing power tools from Home Depot? Don't bother. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 23rd day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, if you want to work at this company, you better be vaccinated. The Cleveland Indians is changing their name. Higher stamp prices and slower mail delivery is in your future, just what you wanted. Yet another vehicle recall notice from GM. Tesla is back on the Bitcoin wagon. We've got the Wall Street Report and ghosting in the job market. Also, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts is in with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, it is Friday. Welcome to this edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter all day, all night at IOB_NewsHour. Well, here's a little anti-theft technology coming to us from Home Depot. Business Insider is reporting that Home Depot is unveiling power tools that will not work unless they're properly scanned and activated at the register using Bluetooth technology. If a thief managed to smuggle a power drill out of the store without paying, the drill simply won't turn on. Scott Glenn, Home Depot's Vice President of Asset Protection, told Insider about the company's fight against organized retail crime. Now, he made a point to distinguish between professional shoplifters and disorganized solo thieves. The pros, he said, frequently are connected to a larger network that can, in some cases, function as a sophisticated shadow business. He went on to say that there are very organized groups out there where the leaders at the top are recruiting people that are drug dependent, homeless, or down on their luck, and offering them incentives and providing shopping lists to go out and bring back certain products. Glenn said, yeah, they are real professionals. Organized retail crime costs retailers an average of over $719,000 per $1 billion in sales. That's from a 2020 survey from the National Retail Federation, a nearly 60% increase from 2015. The new point-of-sale activation feature will allow Home Depot to combat theft without significantly altering the shopping experience. Home Depot tested the feature at a handful of stores and will now roll out to a broader assortment with the goal of scaling to all of Home Depot's 1,988 U.S. stores. You know, all across the nation, there's big differences in getting vaccinated. Some firms, especially in healthcare, are demanding it. That idea is now spreading into the financial sector. Anthony Scaramucci, founder and co-managing partner of SkyBridge, told CNBC that he has mandated COVID shots at his hedge fund office and said, if you don't want to get vaccinated, leave. He also called on all eligible Americans to go out and get vaccinated. Scaramucci said, quote, we're a private company. If somebody wants to fight me over the vaccine mandate, that's fine. Let's take it to court, end quote. Well, it was another solid day on Wall Street as investors look to better economic growth, a concern that first hit the markets on Monday. The 10-year T-bill also rose today, easing concerns about the economy that the bond market triggered earlier in the week. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The team known as the Cleveland Indians since 1915 began considering a possible name change last year and has selected the name Guardians from a list of over 1,100 options that were narrowed down through 14 rounds of vetting. Reuters is reporting that the nickname draws upon a popular Cleveland landmark, the Hope Memorial Bridge, just outside the team's ballpark. The bridge features the famous Guardians of Traffic sculptures, which have become a symbol of the city's resiliency. The Cleveland Indigenous Coalition said in a news release that by agreeing to change the name away from indigenous themes, The Cleveland baseball team is helping to create a place where Native American children and their families feel valued and fully seen. The Guardians will be the fifth name in franchise history, joining the Blues, that was the name in 1901, the Broncos in 1902. They were called the Naps, 1903 to 1914, and of course the Indians from 1915 until this week. And even more Cleveland trivia, the team known as the Indians have won only two World Series championships. The most recent was in 1948. All right, get ready for higher postage stamp prices along with that slower mail delivery. CBS News is reporting that the proposed increase in stamp prices was approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, the federal regulator that oversees the postal agency. The USPS said in May that it planned to raise first-class stamps to 58 cents from its current 55 cents. The higher price, well, that will kick in on August 29th. Costlier postage is part of Postmaster Louis DeJoy's plan to stop billions of dollars in losses and put the agency on a path to profitability. But another part of DeJoy's plan, that's an effort to slow mail delivery standards, has sparked a host of concerns from the Postal Regulatory Commission, which pointed out that about 4 out of 10 pieces of mail would take 2 additional days to reach their recipients. The states that would be most heavily hit include California and Arizona, as well as Florida, Texas, and Maine, and potentially have an outsized impact on rural and elderly customers. However, the commission is going to allow the change, but says it will monitor the results. It's a second recall notice from General Motors, and it has to do with fire concerns and the GM EV, the Bolt, that were built between 2017 and 2019. The automaker said that officials with GM and LG Energy Solution, which supplies the vehicle's battery cells, have identified a second rare manufacturing defect in the EVs that increases the risk of fire. The recall covers about 69,000 of the cars globally, including nearly 51,000 here in the United States. To fix the problem, GM said it will replace defective battery modules in the vehicles, which can be costly, but will be free to owners. The automaker said the repair is different from the previous fix, which largely relied on software and, in some cases, replacement modules. In another vehicle story, Tesla has announced it will once again accept Bitcoin when you're buying a car. But, wait a minute, there is a but. The Motley Fool is reporting that just over 2 months after Elon Musk's Tesla shocked crypto investors by suspending Bitcoin payments, the billionaire investor has reopened the door. Musk says Tesla will take Bitcoin payments again as long as there's evidence that at least 50% of mining is powered by renewable energy. Musk began hinting in June that Tesla might accept Bitcoin payments if there was evidence of heavy renewable usage. Musk sees hydro, geothermal, and nuclear as good options for Bitcoin mining. He stressed that he doesn't expect Bitcoin to be pure as the driven snow, but as long as mining companies make a conscious and determined effort to move toward renewables, Musk says, Tesla can support that. Well, it was a day of record closing numbers on Wall Street, and it's all based on high earnings and economic strength. Today, investors put lingering concerns about COVID-19 behind them, and the market roared in the fourth straight session that now has extended gains. All three major indexes had a big day. The Dow was up by 238 points to close at 35,061. That is a record, and the first time ever above 35,000. The NASDAQ gained 152 points to end the trade at 14,836, and the S&P 500 set a new record, gaining 44 points to finish the day and the week at 44.11. Second quarter earnings season has been big, with 120 of the companies in the S&P reporting and 88% have beaten consensus. It's now being reported that the year-over-year S&P 500 earnings might hit a growth mark of over 78%. And finally, there is this. Perhaps you, too, have been ghosted. You know, you answer a job posting or ask customer service or something and you get crickets. They simply ghost you. And while there is ghosting in the job world, there's ghosting and inviting someone for an interview years later. That's the theme of a recent Wall Street Journal report, which highlighted a number of people who were contacted by places like McDonald's and Cheesecake Factory 2 to 4 years after applying for jobs. Now, laugh all you will at this tactic, but White Castle said it reached out to over 500,000 applicants dating as far back as 2017 with current job leads. And guess what? 32,000 responded with interest. With 32,000 over 500,000 applicants, the big question would be, did they take the job? All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we get hyper-local with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine, and he is just a click away.